Welcome back to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm here with Peter Ball, the president and CEO of NV Gold Corporation. Peter brings with him over 30 years of experience as a mining professional at various levels, and what really impresses me is the wide range of experiences that he's had in the mining sector. He has been in senior management roles with various major companies in the past, but in areas of finance, securities trading, mine engineering, business development, corporate communications, public relations, and marketing functions, and all those things are part of what small junior mining companies need, those skill sets. And so Peter has the science engineering background as well as a commercial background, and I think it makes him very well suited to head up this company, which is quickly becoming one of my favorites. NV Gold Corporation trades in Toronto. Its symbol is NVX. You can buy it down here in the States, as I have, under the symbol NVGLF. 64.8 million shares I saw earlier this morning, selling at only 28 cents in Canadian money, giving it a market cap of a mere 18.2 million or thereabouts in Canadian money. So, well, thanks for joining me again, Peter.
Afternoon, Jay. Always a pleasure to join your program.
Yeah, it's good to have you, and you know, it's good to have you because you got a lot of exciting things going on, and you have some 16 active projects. But you're basically you're corporately focused on three, I guess, that you think are probably the ones that offer the most upside, the greatest promise. You did introduce those three projects when you were last on the show on July 28th, but I know that you've been doing some work on all of them since then, so I'd like you to bring us up to date. You've got the Sandy Project and the Slumber Projects in Nevada. Those are two that you're focusing on, and then one that you explained last time, Exodus Gold Project, which sort of by happenstance or by a miracle, you picked up that project, which you're very excited about. But could you perhaps update us first on the two Nevada projects and what you've done since we last spoke to you?
Yeah, absolutely, Jay. Let's start down in Nevada. It's kind of an excellent day to have another conversation and bring your listeners up to speed of what NV Gold's been doing the last couple of months. This morning, we'll start off with Sandy. This morning we announced that we've just received our drill permits for the Sandy Gold Project for trading, chasing a high-grade epithermal gold project depth at that project. Interesting project just outside of Reno. We've done some geophysics just recently. We're actually in the middle of interpreting them to add to the intelligence we'll have on that project to put forth the drill program commencing probably the middle of October, maybe 8 to 10 holes, 1,500 meters. Interesting part about that project I mentioned last time, we're right in the middle of another company that has raised $20 million advancing a similar style of mineralization just immediately to the west of us. We staked our project for a couple thousand dollars last year out of our database, did some geophysics, property visit, mapping. We're ready. So that's an interesting project. That is the first of three drill programs that we will be commencing in the next 2 months. So that's Sandy. Interesting project. But staying in Nevada, if you head a little north, just west of Winnemucca, we're chasing what we believe is a similar project to the historical Sleeper Mine that was found and discovered after multiple holes and yielded one of the highest grade intercepts and one of the highest grade projects ever mined in Nevada. I think they mined the first few thousand tons at 16 or 15.7 ounces per ton.
Yes, it was amazing.
Here we are. Absolutely. And here we are just to the west of that project, similar rocks, geology, surface expression. Last year we stuck a few what we call blind holes into the project, and we hit some interesting mineralization. It was low grade last year, but our technical team, which is comprised of some of the greatest minds in the mining industry, two of them, Dr. Quinton Henney and Dr. Odin Christensen, took a look at the holes from last year and said, you know, low grade, but I think we might be on top of something. We'll come back next year. Our goal is to always manage our dollars, make sure we put the dollars into the ground and not into the into our pockets. So we came back this spring, and COVID delayed it by a couple of months, but we went back and we did what is called a CSAMT survey, which really is a geophysical survey method that allows you to look on the vertical scale of the project subsurface from where you previously drilled or your previous interpretation and look for an anomaly that will allow us to pinpoint our drill holes probably within 2 to 3 meters of where we need to be. So we completed the survey, and we just announced a couple of weeks ago, since I last spoke to you, in the early September, some spectacular geophysical targets that a couple of our technical teams say they've never seen such an interesting and exciting CSAMT survey target. So that one, we actually just last week put forth a drill permit application. We'll be looking to do a follow-up program deeper from the 2019 program and stick about 10 holes, maybe about 1,000 feet, a little bit deeper each, yielding about 2,500 meters. So we have an exciting next couple months in Nevada.
Interesting, very interesting. Well, I can't help but notice the similarity of the name, the Sleeper and the Slumber. And I'm just wondering so, you know, I was actually on that project. I worked for ING. Actually, I worked for Westpac Banking Corp, and we were part of the financing group that financed for Amex, the mining company, put that into production. I was there. But, Peter, you know, that was that incredibly high-grade area. And they had a lot of low-grade stuff out around as well. I think they might have done some heap leaching as well. But then they found this incredible, without the tools that you have today, I might add, I think they didn't have the same capabilities as you have now to look at what you're doing. So who knows? Maybe you'll come up with something similar. A Sleeper and the Slumber.
We were actually talking internally that it took, I'm not sure how many holes, 38 or 48 holes to actually finally hit what they believe was sitting subsurface at Sleeper. And here we are about 8 holes in. We've got the CSAMT done, and we're heading back. And if you go to the website and look under the press release dated in September under Slumber, you'll see a drill hole that just maybe wasn't drilled deep enough. But we'll go back. We'll put the drill program in. I'll put the drill program together and see what comes out of there.
Whoa, very exciting. Okay, so but you have also this project up in British Columbia. Tell us the Exodus project. What have you done there since we? I know you just had acquired it recently, but what have you done there on the Exodus?
Yeah, so absolutely. So Exodus will be our third drill program that we're looking to do, potentially commencing early November. We're in the middle of permitting. We just acquired the project exactly last time we spoke in early July. Since then, we've actually completed a property-wide geophysical survey just to really look at the lineaments and surface structures identified from the geophysics. We've done and completed but awaiting assays for a 2-square-kilometer soil grid. Looks interesting out of the gate. We're still waiting for a number of assays to come in to really put the model together. We've unearthed at surface what we believe is additional veins, but you know, we need to look at it, get the assays in from the channel samples that are cutting across the multiple veins that have been, I guess, discovered in addition to the original veins that were there. And the one thing about this project, central British Columbia, we're halfway from Vancouver to the Yukon, right next to a paved highway, a few kilometers from a railway, power line, pipeline, community. You can drive to site, stay in an Airbnb. It's going to be a very active project during the month of October into November with assays. We're just putting together a drill program for probably 1,500 meters, maybe 8 holes, just to test it. It'll be the very first program ever drilled in this area, British Columbia. So we're excited to test it, and it's kind of early stages, but we're excited.
Yeah. Well, three drill programs that are going to be, initial drill programs in each case, I guess. So it's going to be very exciting. And how is your budget? How is your finances right now? I guess you have enough money to finance these programs, or are you going to have to raise some more?
No, absolutely. We are 100, 100% fully financed to complete all three drill programs and left with probably just under a couple million dollars still in the treasury after we complete these programs. That's our budget. Just a little bit about that. We completed two financings this year, one at 14 cents in May, May 26th. All that paper just recently came free trading. We're up about 130% from that financing.
Wow, that's
and,
good.
And we're seeing a lot of good shareholders sticking in with the story. They're here for what they believe our technical team can yield on a potential discovery. We did a second financing, closed August 24th, of about $3 million. So anybody looking at the company right now, we're trading at about 32 to 33 cents Canadian. And now you can buy in the same price or take a look at the company at the same price the financing was about a month ago.
Yeah. Yeah, that's well, I guess this pullback in gold and silver has sort of helped people catch their breath a little bit and a possibility of getting in to a story like yours at a very reasonable level. So I think this is really exciting. And you, speaking of your shareholders, with a minute left here, who are your major shareholders?
Well, I think that the main key thing about the shareholder distribution is the chairman and myself are two of the largest shareholders of the company. Uh-huh. But we also have the likes of Eric Sprott is just sub or around 10% of the shareholdings. Uh-huh. We have a new two groups, some reputable firms out of Denver, Crescat Capital, a leading precious metal group, and another group out of Boston. And then we also have two corporates that have invested into the company. So we have significant distribution between institutional, high net worth, and significant shareholders like Eric Sprott. And management team, we put our own money into the company to ensure that we can be part of the shareholders that join us with the company. $64 million out. We have about $1.7 million also of warrants in the money and just up to $3 million in the bank as of last week.
All right. Well, it's just certainly, if you come through with some good drill results, I'm sure the share price is going to be substantially higher. You'll do your next financing hopefully at double or triple the current price. That would be great. At least that would be great for someone like myself who bought the shares at these or lower prices. So really looking forward. Anything else you'd like to add with 30 seconds left?
No, with that, I really appreciate everyone just taking a look at NV Gold. Just one note, I try to be the most accessible CEO in the industry. So the 1-888-363-9883 goes right to my cell phone. So you're not going to get any middle person. Peter at nvgoldcorp.com. Email me, phone me. We welcome all interested.
Well, thank you very much, Peter, for that. That's very generous of you, and we appreciate your time. Thank you for being with us. All right,
folks. Have an amazing day.
You too.